إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا أما بعد الحمد لله tonight inshallah ta'ala for the upcoming nights we're gonna start reading the explanation for a very great book one of the great books of Shaykh al-Islam al-Imam al-Mujaddid Muhammad ibn Abdul Wahhab rahimahullah ta'ala his book al-Usul al-Sittah the six foundations six principles and fundamentals of the Shaykh al-Islam Muhammad ibn Abdul Wahhab rahimahullah ta'ala and we're going to read the explanation of these six principles and six foundations from the work of our beloved Shaykh Dr. Saleh Al-Fawzan Hafidhahullah Ta'ala even though this is not the only explanation many other scholars they have explained this also because of their importance they have been explained many times there is explanation of Shaykh Ubaid Hafidhahullah Ta'ala and many other scholars Alhamdulillah but we choose the explanation of our beloved Shaykh الوالد الدكتور الشيخ صالح الفوزان حفظه الله تعالى But before we begin reading from this book I would like to read and share with you an introduction by our beloved شيخ الدكتور عبد الرزاق ابن عبد المحسن البدر حفظهم الله because he is one of the مشايخ who has explained This أصول الأصول الستة. قال في بداية درسه and you can refer to his website الشيخ عبد الرزاق his website and if you click on الدروس the classes he has given and you go to العقيدة the section that deals with عقيدة then you will find many books of عقيدة that the Shaykh has explained in his classes. Mainly those classes that he gives in the Haram al-Nabawi, in the Masjid of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because the Shaykh is one of the staff and the teachers who teach in the Prophet's Masjid. Or those books of Aqidah that he may have explained in some of the dawarat and seminars. قال حفظه الله بين أيدينا رسالة مختصرة قيمة لشيخ الإسلام محمد بن عبد الوهاب رحمه الله. He says now we're studying a risala, very small book, a very summarized and concise, but a very beneficial. But in the same time very beneficial of شيخ الإسلام الإمام محمد بن عبد الوهاب رحمه الله تعالى جمع فيها أصولا ستة عظيمة بينت في كتاب الله تعالى بيانا شافيا وذكرت لها الدلائل البينات والشواهد الواضحات في كتاب الله وفي سنة رسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم Risala, Shaykh al-Islam Muhammad ibn Abdul Wahhab rahimahullah has compiled six principles and six foundations, a great six foundations that are clear in the Book of Allah. He just compiled them. These are fundamentals and principles that they are clear in the Book of Allah. And he mentioned the proof to these principles a clear proofs also from the Book of Allah and from the Sunnah of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. بحيث كانت واضحة وضوحا لا خفاء فيه وظاهرة ظهورا لا التباس فيه. He says this is foundations and principles in the Book of Allah and in the Sunnah of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They're so clear. There is no ambiguity about them. It is not hard to understand or to find. They're very clear. ومع ذلك فقد ضل فيها أكثر الناس وانحرفوا فيها عن جادة الصواب والطريقة السوية. Even this foundation and these principles, they are very clear in the Book of Allah. Yet many people, they are deviated in them. Many people are not applying them correctly. Many people are on the path of deviation as related to these six foundations. وقد نصح هذا الإمام رحمه الله بجمع هذه الرسالة المشتملة على أصول ستة من أصول هذا الدين المبينة في الكتاب والسنة مشيرا إلى أهميتها وعظم شأنها ومنبها في الوقت نفسه على نوع الانحراف الذي وقع فيه أكثر الناس فيما يتعلق بهذه الأصول الستة. The ulama, they are sincere because they want good for the people. And from them is this Shaykh, Al-Imam Al-Mujaddid, Muhammad ibn Abdul Wahhab, rahimahullahu ta'ala. This is a nasiha from him. He being sincere by compiling these six foundation and six principles from the usul of the deen, from the foundations of this religion that is built upon proofs from the Book of Allah and from the Sunnah of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he mentioned its importance. And in the same time, he drew our attentions by making clear how many people have deviated as related to this very clear principles. Something that is very clear, you go straight to it. But seriously, people, they pass it. Something very clear, it is right in front of you. It's easy to find. It's easy to recognize. Yet, he says, that's why he's going to begin his risala by saying, "Min a'jali al-ujab." It's amazing. It's amazing how people miss this foundation and they're so clear in the Book of Allah and in the Sunnah of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. فإذا ذكر الشيخ عبد الرزاق حفظه الله ذكر شيخ الإسلام أو ذكره للرقم حيث قال الأصول الستة أصولا ستة لماذا؟ ما هي الحكمة؟ Now there is a benefit from this introduction by the Sheikh عبد الرزاق البدر حفظه الله. He says شيخ الإسلام محمد عبد الوهاب said six principles. He didn't just say principles. He mentioned a number to them. He assigned a number. He didn't just say some very important principles, but he said six. Why? Why he mentioned the number? قال إعانة لطالب العلم على ضبط العلم. He says when he mentioned the number, that make it easy for the students of knowledge to remember and memorize these foundations. قال فلو أنه نثرها من غير ذكر الرقم ربما ضعف ضبط طالب العلم لها. He says because of the Shaykh, if the Shaykh were to just mention them, mention these principles without mentioning their number in the beginning, people may not pay attention to their number and it may be difficult for them to remember them. But since they are six, so the people they know they are not seven. And say there are six, if somebody say, I have four. He says, "Akhi, the Shaykh says six, you have only four, you're still missing two." Okay? So he says it helps the students of knowledge to memorize with certainty these principles. And the Shaykh, he says, Shaykh Abdul Razzaq, still reading to you the introduction,
He says, and Shaykh al-Islam Muhammad ibn Abdul Wahhab, he's not the first person. He's not the first person who used this method of assigning numbers to principles or to some very important matters. Actually, this is found in the hadi of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in the guidance of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In many ahadith, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned numbers. For instance, the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, ثَلَاثٌ مَنْ كُنَّ فِيهِ وَجَدَ حَلَاوَةَ الْإِيمَانِ ثَلَاثٌ مَنْ كُنَّ فِيهِ. There are three things, whoever found this three things within himself, he will taste the sweetness of Iman. Another proof, another hadith, the Prophet ﷺ said, ثَلَاثٌ مَنْ وَجَدَهُنَّ. So now, in the first one he says, three things if it's found within a person. Now this hadith says, three things, whoever found them, and act upon them, of course, he will taste the sweetness of Iman. Alhamdulillah. Another proof, an example, the Prophet ﷺ said, اِدْمَنُوا لِي سِتَّا مِنْ أَنفُسِكُمْ أَدْمَنْ لَكُمُ الْجَنَّةِ. The Prophet ﷺ said, guarantee for me, from you, six things. If you guarantee for me, from you, from yourself, by acting upon these things, and they have to be found within you, I will guarantee you the Jannah. So here's six things. Again, the Prophet ﷺ mentioned the number six. Likewise, the Prophet ﷺ in another narration, he said, اجتنبوا السبع الموبقات. Avoid the seven destructive and destroying things. What is the first one of them? الشرك بالله. الشرك بالله. To the end of the hadith. Who can give us, who remember a hadith? Who knows a hadith like this, they have a number? Now,
I think the two things, if you...
Ahsant. Naam. Taraktu fikum shay'ain. I left you two things with you. You will never go astray if you hold on firm to them after me. Naam. Hey, buniya al-islamu ala khamsin. Ahsant. Islam is built upon five. So you remember five. Because if the Prophet ﷺ would say, buniya al-islamu ala shahadati la ilaha illallah. Naam. But then khamsin, you know that this is five. And if you mention three, you know you're missing two. Okay? Naam. What else? Naam. Hussein.
With the shade of Allah.
With the shade? Will be admitted. Ahsant. Sab'atun yudhilluhum Allah. Fi dhillihi yawma la dhilla illa dhilluh. There are seven type of people, they will be admitted in the shade of Allah. Naam. Ahsant. Haqq al-Muslim al-Muslimi sit. That the rights of a Muslim upon another Muslim are six. Naam. Ahsant. Irtanim khamsan qabla khamsin. Take advantage of five things before other five things corrupt with you. What else? Alright, that may be in homework. Hayy. Jazakum Allah khair. Qala Shaykh, wa hadha يعني ذكر الرقم للمسائل يعين طالب العلم على ضبط المسائل هذه المسائل. The Shaykh says when the number is assigned to those matters or to those principles, that will make it easy for the students of knowledge to memorize those matters, because he knows exactly how many they are. Okay. قَوْلُهُ أُصُولٌ says, as for the statement of Shaykh al-Islam Muhammad ibn Abdul Wahhab رحمه الله تعالى, when he says أصول, قال الأصل هو ما يبنى عليه غيره. الأصل هو ما يبنى عليه غيره. He said this is أصول, foundations. And the foundation is that which the rest of a building or a structure is built upon. like the foundation of a building. When the people want to build a house, do they start with the kitchen? No, rather they start with the staircase. Do they start with the master bedroom, where the jacuzzi is, or the garden tub, or whatever? What do they start with? Ayub? Foundation. And then everything is built on the foundation. Likewise, this foundation, that's why it's very important. That's why the foundation is very important in any building, in any structure. وَهُوَ الْأَسَاسُ لِغَيْرِهِ It is the foundation for anything that is built upon. قَالْ وَهَذَا تَنْبِيهٌ مِنَ الْمُصَنِّفِ رَحِمَهُ اللَّهِ إِلَىٰ أَنَّ هَذِهِ الْأُصُولِ السِّتَّةِ مِنَ الْأُصُولِ الْكِبَارِ وَالْقَوَاعِدِ الْجَوَامِعِ And he mentioned أصول to draw our attention to their importance. And they are very important indeed. They are very important principles. They are very important fundamental principles. ومع أنها أصول وقواعد إلا أنه قد ضل فيها كثير من الناس. Even though they are foundations and great and important principles, many people have deviated in them. Many people have deviated as related to them.
وبدأ رسالته بالتعجب الشديد حيث عجب هو منه وكذلك ليتعجب طالب العلم منه أيضا.
And he began his Risala by being amazed. He says, because he says, from the most amazing of the amazing affairs. من أعجب العجاب. Not just that which is amazing. No, from all of the amazing things, this is the most amazing. That you will find people deviated in these foundations. Stay clear. People usually they are lost as related to things that are not clear, things that are hidden. But something that is way clear, how you miss it. That's why he was so amazed. And now inshallah ta'ala, we go ahead and read to you, this is introduction. We read to you from the book of our beloved Shaykh Al-Walid Al-Doktor Al-Allama صالح الفوزان حفظه الله. But we read to you the matn first. We read to you the matn, and the matn is the text of al-usul al-sitta. The text of al-usul al-sitta of Shaykh al-Islam Muhammad bin Abdul Wahhab rahimahullah. We read to you in Arabic. We give you the translation, and then inshallah ta'ala we read to you the explanation. قال شيخ الإسلام محمد ابن عبد الوهاب رحمه الله بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين من أعجب العجاب وأكبر الآيات الدالة على قدرة الملك الغلاب ستة أصول قال شيخ الإسلام محمد بن عبد الوهاب إمام الدعوة الإسلامية وحامي حمى الملة الحنفية أو الحنيفية من أعجب العجاب وأكبر الآيات الدالة على قدرة الملك الغلاب ستة أصول بينها الله تعالى بيانا واضحا للعوام فوق ما يظن الظانون ثم بعد ذلك غلط فيها كثير من أذكياء العالم وعقلاء بني آدم إلا أقل القليل. The translation of this portion, he says, in the name of Allah, Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, he says, from the most amazing of affairs and the greatest of signs that indicate the power of Al-Malik, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Al-Ghallab, the one who overcome all things, are six foundations that Allah the Most High has explained in the most clear manner for the common people to know and understand.
above and beyond what the suspicious ones may think. Then after this, many of the shrewd people of the world and the intelligent ones amongst Bani Adam, meaning the offspring of Adam, excepting a very few, erred with respect to them. They went wrong as related to these principles. In the explanation, this is not still not the foundation. This is not the first principle. This is only introduction by the Shaykh Muhammad Abdul Wahhab, rahimahullah. قال الشيخ الفوزان الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. قال لا شك أن الله سبحانه وتعالى أنزل القرآن تبيانا لكل شيء، وأن الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم بيّن هذا القرآن بيانا شافيا. Shaykh Salih al-Fawzan began the explanation of this book. And by the way, this is this book actually was a classes given by our beloved Shaykh, Dr. Salih al-Fawzan, and one of his students transcribed the classes and put them in the form of a book, took them to the Shaykh, Habibullah Ta'ala, he reviewed them, and then add what he thinks to be added in there and give him the permission to publish the book so that the people can benefit. So he says, no doubt, Shaykh Salih al-Fawzan says, no doubt that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed Quran to make all matters clear. Allah revealed the Quran to make all matters clear. Likewise, there is no doubt that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had explained this Quran and make it clear to the people. Make it clear. وَأَعْظَمُ مَا بَيَّنَهُ اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ فِي هَذَا الْقُرْآنِ قَضِيَةَ التَّوْحِيدِ وَالشِّرْكِ. And the greatest of all matters and points that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made clear in this, in his book, and also the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had made it very clear, is the matter of tawheed and shirk. Is the matter of tawheed and shirk. There is many matters that have been made clear, but the most important of them is the matter of tawheed and shirk, Islamic monotheism and the shirk polytheism. قال لأن التوحيد هو أصل الإسلام وأصل الدين. Shaykh Salih al-Fawzan says, because why the Tawheed is the most important of all matters that have been made clear in the Quran and in the Sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ, because the Tawheed is the foundation of Islam, is the foundation of the religion. And if you remember in Al-Qawa'id Al-Arba, or actually in Thalathat Al-Usul, not in Al-Qawa'id Al-Arba, in Thalathat Al-Usul, in the class we take on Tuesdays, that Shaykh al-Islam Muhammad ibn Abdul Wahhab rahimahullah ta'ala himself also said, وَأَعْظَمُ مَا أَمَرَ اللَّهُ بِالتَّوْحِيدِ وَأَعْظَمُ مَا نَهَى عَنْهُ الشِّرْكِ. That the greatest of all that which Allah command us with, because Allah command us with many things, command us to worship Him, command us to be dutiful to our parents, command us to perform the prayers, to establish the prayers, to give the zakat, to fast in Ramadan, to make Hajj, what else? Commands. To be good to your parents, what else? Aynam. I'm sure you can get more examples. But the greatest of all of these commands is Tawheed. Because it is the asal, it is the foundation of the religion. It is the foundation of Islam. وَهُوَ الَّذِي تُبْنَى عَلَيْهِ جَمِيعُ الْأَعْمَالِ. And it is the foundation which all the rest of the deeds are built upon. وَالشِّرْكُ يُقْتِلُ هَذَا الْأَصْلِ. And now,
On the other hand, you find shirk void and nullify this principle, this great principle which is Tawheed. وَيُفْسِدُهُ وَلَا يَكُونُ لَهُ وُجُودٌ. Shirk tamper with Tawheed. So much so that if when a person falls into shirk, وَعِيَدُ بِاللَّهِ, he may have no Tawheed. He void and nullified. قَالَ لِأَنَّهُمَا أَمْرَانِ مُتَضَادَّانِ وَمُتَنَاقِدَانِ لا يجتمعان ابدا. Why? He says because Tawheed and Shirk, they are the opposites one to another, and they contradict one another, and they can never be together, can't combine between Tawheed and Shirk. The likewise can't combine between Sunnah and Bid'ah, just can't. Only if a person wants to gather and combine and have water and fire in the same bucket as well. قال فلذلك الله سبحانه بين هذا الأصل في كتابه في جميع القرآن فلا تكاد تخلو صورة من ذكر التوحيد وذكر الشرك والناس يقرؤون هذا القرآن ويرددونه. He said, for these reasons, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made clear this principle, this foundation in His book, in the entire Quran. You will not find one single surah that does not contain Tawheed and Shirk. He said, and you recite the Quran and you will find for yourselves. Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah ta'ala, he said, the whole Quran is in Tawheed. The whole Quran is about Tawheed. And he gives explanation. He says, because you would find ayahs that command us to worship Allah alone and to avoid shirk. And command, this is the da'wah ila Tawheed. And you find other ayahs that command us to do things, to pray, to fast, to be good to our parents and this. And this is from muqtadayat al-Tawheed. Because the muwahid does these things. The one upon Tawheed, he obeys Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Likewise, in the Quran, you find that Allah tells us about what happened to the prophets and their people. And that which happened to the prophets and their people because of Tawheed and Shirk. Not because of something else. All that would happen between the prophets and their people, not because of land or money or possession. No, it's because of Tawheed. Barakallahu feekum. قال الشيخ صالح الفوزان صوت القرآن is about توحيد ولكن قل من يتنبه لهذا البيان. He says, but you find few people pay heed and pay attention to this reality. قال ولذلك تجد كثيرا من الناس يقرؤون القرآن ويقعون في الشرك ويخلون بالتوحيد. الله أكبر. Says you find many people, they recite the Quran and they fall into shirk. They recite the Quran. The Quran is about Tawheed. And they fall into shirk, which contradicts and opposes Tawheed. مع أن هذا الأمر واضح في كتاب الله وفي سنة رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. He says this matter is very clear. SubhanAllah, this matter is very clear. As the Shaykh is going to mention later on, he said, what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَاعْبُدُوا اللَّهَ وَلَا تُشْرِكُوا بِهِ شَيْئًا. Worship Allah and do not associate with Him anything or anyone in worship. Is this clear or is not clear? Very clear. Worship Allah alone and do not associate with Him anyone or anything in worship. قال ومع ذلك أن هذا الأمر واضح في كتاب الله وفي سنة رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. This principle and this matter of التوحيد is very clear in the book of Allah and very clear in the sunnah of the messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم. But people deviate, many people are not acting upon it. They fall into shirk and not act upon التوحيد. لماذا؟ قال لأنهم يمشون على العوائد وما وجدوا عليه آباءهم ومشايخهم. He said, because these people,
they follow the customs of their people. And they say, we're going to hold on and we're going to stick to what our forefathers upon.
No. They read the Quran. Subhanallah, some of them, they memorize the whole Quran. They recite it in Taraweeh. Many people pray behind them.
But he still commits shirk, wa'ayyadu billah. Call upon somebody else besides Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala.
فَالْأَصْلُ عِنْدَهُمْ مَا وَجَدُوا عَلَيْهِ أَبَاءَهُمْ وَمَشَايِخَهُمْ وَأَهْلَ بَلَدِهِمْ.
He says, because now the asl for these people is what they found their forefathers and their mashayikh, their leaders upon, and their countrymen upon. Whatever their tribe is upon, they hold on to that and follow it blindly. They read the Quran, Allah tell them, worship Allah alone and do not associate with Him anyone or anything in worship, but they still associate partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because that's what the tribe is upon. That's what their forefathers are upon. And they don't pay attention to what Allah says in the Quran.
وَلَا يُفَكِّرُونَ فِي يَوْمٍ مِنَ الْأَيَّامِ أَنْ يَتَأَمَّلُوا وَيَتَدَبَّرُوا الْقُرْآنَ وَيَعْرِضُوا عَلَيْهِ مَا كَانَ عَلَيْهِ النَّاسِ هَلْ هُوَ صَحِيحٌ أَوْ غَيْرُ صَحِيحٍ.
He says, you find, subhanAllah, that's why the Shaykh says it's amazing. People, they read in the Quran clear ayats that command the people with tawheed and warn against shirk. People still fall into shirk, wa'iyadu billah. Why? Because he says, these people, they do not think and ponder upon what they read. You cannot just read. Now he says, you have to reflect. You have to understand what you read. Because these people, they do not reflect nor ponder upon what they read. And they don't say, look, this is the Quran. This is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I have nothing better than this. So now, let us bring the statements of our forefathers, our tribes, our leaders, those mashayikh, they call them mashayikh, dear scholars in bid'ah and dalalat, let us bring their statements and see if the Quran commands us with these things. They don't do this. That's why they fall into shirk, wal'iyadu billah, and they fall into something that is clearly warned against in the Quran. And they miss something that they are commanded with, and it's clear in a very clear manner in the Quran. Because they don't say, hold on, we have the Quran, the book of Allah, and we are commanded to follow the Quran. We're not commanded to follow our people. Actually, there is so many ayats in the Quran where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala telling us that those who were wrong before us, because they followed their forefathers. What their forefathers were upon, as opposed to listen and pay attention to what the messengers of Allah are telling them. See? And they use that as an excuse. Why are you upon shirk? وَجَدْنَا أَبَاءَنَا. We find our forefathers. The Shaykh says, but these people, they don't pay attention to what they read. And they don't try their best when they hear their leaders or their scholars, so-called scholars, or their forefathers and families are upon. Wait a minute. I'm going to check if what my father is upon, my tribe are upon, is it sound or not? Is it correct or not? How they know? They look what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, what the Messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said.
قال بل أخذهم التقليد الأعمى لآبائهم وأجدادهم واعتبروا أن القرآن إنما يقرأ للبركة وحصول الأجر بالتلاوة وليس المقصود أنه يقرأ للتدبر والعمل بما فيه.
سبحان الله. Some people, they even go deeply in this deviation by them blindly following their forefathers and their tribes, and they consider the Quran, actually the Quran who's supposed to be read with contemplation, with reflection, because the Quran is for us to act upon. Now these people know the shaitan played a trick on them. No, the Quran is not for them. The Quran is only to be read for blessings. Just for blessings. Just to get the reward by reciting it. You don't have to think about the Quran or nothing.
Actually, as you're going to read later on, another trick and shubha of shaitan, that actually some people, they believe that, look, you cannot even understand the Quran unless you reach a high level of knowledge. You don't even try to understand or anything. You read it, but that's it. But the Mashayikh, they say, no, it's not the case. There are ayahs that are very clear. Aqeemu salah, establish the prayer. Allah telling you to pray. Somebody said, no, I don't know. I don't know if it's pray or not pray. You have to be a alim. Yeah. SubhanAllah. La taqrabu zina. Don't come near fornication. No, that's not for me to understand. I'm not a alim. Now, there are certain things, yes. You need a alim. You need the scholars to break it down for you. But there is other things that are very clear. That are clear in the Quran. But these people, they think now that what is intended by the Quran is just for blessings. You read it. فَقَلَّ مِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَقْرَأُ الْقُرْآنَ لِهَذَا الْغَرَضِ. That's why I said you find few people, when they read the Quran, they read it for the right purpose. So that they can contemplate, reflect upon it, and act upon its teachings. Think that the Quran commands us with, we do our best to act upon it. And the thing that the Quran commands us to stay away from, we stay away from it completely. That's why you will find that the ulama of tafsir, from them Ibn Kathir, rahimahullah, and many others, they mentioned that the Sahaba, ridwanullahi alayhim, they did not pass 10 verses, 10 ayats. When they memorize 10 ayats from the book of Allah, they do not go ahead and memorize another 10 until they learn, they understand those 10 verses and act upon them. فَتَعَلَّمُوا الْعِلْمُ وَالْعَمَلِ. So they learn, they acquire knowledge from the Quran and actions, not just knowledge, but they put it to practice as well. قال كثير من الناس يقرؤون القرآن للتبرك به أو التلذذ بصوت القارئ والترنم به أو لقراءته على المرض العلاج. He says the main purpose is that we, when we read the Quran or we listen to the Quran, that we have to pay attention. This is the book of Allah. It is light, guidance, shifa, a cure, leads to the path that is upright and righteous. So therefore we have to pay attention. He says, but unfortunately many people, they think and believe that the Quran, when it's read or when they listen to it, is only for blessings. And some people, they just listen to the Quran because they love the how that reciter sound. No, some people they have their favorite reciters. And they moved by what? By the voice of that person. How it rhymes. And some of those reciters, they're good at that too. They can make the whole city cry. People are not even coming to cry or not. They're not even. And then just the mode and the way that person began to recite up and down, and he reached them and start crying. They start crying. Some people, they think that the Quran is revealed only, listen man, beside these things, to enjoy the recitation and the nice voice. Huh? They don't pay attention to the wordings of the Quran itself. Some people don't like Husri. And Husri is one of the main reciters of Quran. Ayat Tajweed. But then, no, they're going to go to some kids, literally 14 years old or 12 years old, simply because they sing the Quran. Yes, some of them sing. They like they singing. The way they recite the Quran, they go overboard. Yes, you have to beautify your voice with the Quran, but still the ulama, he says, you have to not to go to extreme. You don't go to extreme as certain people they do. He said, and beside of this, some people, they think that the Quran is, you know, to be read on the sick people. When somebody is sick, yes, you can read the Quran. But to ponder and reflect upon the ayats, what Allah says, what is the ahkam, what is the ruling, what is the regulations, what Allah wants from us in this ayah, what Allah commands us to act upon, what Allah commands us to stay away from, and the like. قال أما أن يقرأ للعمل به وتدبر والصدور عما فيه وعرض ما عليه الناس على هذا القرآن فهذا لا يوجد إلا في قليل من الناس. The Shaykh said, as for when reciting the Quran, people having this intention, or people, they recite it so they can act upon it, and therefore they while they recite in the Quran, they reflect, they ponder upon what they recite, so that they will not act upon anything unless if they are commanded to act upon it in the Quran. And if anything, because they pay attention, anything that Allah commanded them to stay away from, they leave it totally. He said, only few people do this. قال لا نقول إنه معدوم لكنه في أقل قليل. The Shaykh said, we're not going to say nobody do this, but we say yes, there are people, but a few people. There are few people who, when the Quran is recited, they ponder, reflect. There are few people, when they read the Quran, they read it with contemplation, with reflection, not just reading it. And you will see sometimes people, they have the Mus'haf in their hands and they're reading, but their eyes all over the place. He just left. Yeah. He said he's coming back. The person is reciting. He's reciting Quran, but then he's in the people businesses. And if he's not in the people businesses, then he's a pocket, like the phone ringing, he's reciting, and he's answering the phone. He's reciting, counting his money. He's reciting, I don't know what. La ikhwan, you respect the Quran. You begin to read, keep this in mind. Keep this in mind. You reflect. He says, look, this is for me. If you read 10 ayahs, try to understand what Allah is telling me in these ayahs. If you don't understand yourself, go to the books of tafsir. Ask the ulama what Allah tells us in Surah An-Nas. Shaykh, we memorize it, we know it, we many years, but what Allah tells us in Surah An-Nas? What is the benefit? Are we acting upon the things in Surah An-Nas? Are we acting upon the things in Surah Al-Falaq, Surah Al-Ikhlas, and Surah Al-Fatiha? And we just start with the small surahs. قال الشيخ ولذلك تجد القرآن في واد وأعمال بعض الناس في واد آخر لا يفكرون في التغيير أبدا. It is because of these things. Many people, they don't pay attention when they read the Quran. They are not trying to reflect on what they are reading. You will find what the Quran says in one place, in one direction, and then they take in the opposite direction. Quran telling them stop, they keep going. The Quran tell them go, no, they choose another way for themselves. And they don't think about changing their ways. They are wrong, and the Quran telling them how to be right, they recite that, but they don't change. They don't change. Can you imagine somebody, subhanAllah, he's traveling, and he has GPS, like we're talking in our time, has GPS, and GPS is accurate, and tell him take 95 north and he's going south. And then somebody says, GPS north, I don't pay on you. GPS is only for man, that's okay. And just beautification of the van. It's an adornment, you know, it's like GPS. Who needs GPS, man? And now he wants to go to Carolina, he finds himself where? Florida. And then he's like, well, he says it's going to snow. Yes, it's snowing, inshallah, but in Carolina. Because he's not listening. Okay? Likewise, subhanAllah, the Quran telling us the path of guidance, the path of righteousness. If the people, they read it, but don't pay attention to, and don't act, they're going to stay on what they are upon. That's why I find Sufis, Yahwan, Sufis, upon Shirk al-Iyadu Billah. And they memorize the whole book. And they recite it every day. How many Taraweeh that Shaykh, who's 70 years old now, led? And how many ayats tell them about Tawheed, about the Sunnah? And how many ayats command them to follow the Prophet ﷺ and obey him and to stay away from bid'ah? But they still act upon innovations. They're not paying attention. They're not paying attention to that which they recite. قال الشيخ صالح الفوزان حفظه الله ولو حاول مجدد أو داع إلى الله أن يغير ما هم عليه لقاموا في وجهه واتهموه بالضلال واتهموه بالخروج على الدين وأنه أتى بدين جديد وأنه The Shaykh says, now if a scholar from the ulama, a da'i to Allah, a caller to Allah, wants to call them to that which is right, wants to take these people from the path of deviation, the path of destruction, to the path of the Qur'an that the Qur'an called to, if he wants to change the evil they are upon, the wrong they've been doing to themselves for all these years, they will go against him. Instead to say, Subhanallah, Jazakallahu khairan, La ilaha illallah, how could we be doing this? Jazakallahu khairan. Now they go against that person, insult him, and call him all names, that he is a deviant one, not them. And they accuse that person that he went against the religion, and some of them say this person is bringing a new religion. So now they make that the religion of Islam is that's what they are upon, from shirk, bid'ah, innovation, and they accuse this person who's calling them to what the Quran teaches. They accuse that person with what? That he's bringing a new religion, وَلَيَّذِ بِاللَّهِ
No. From.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar.
Sheikh, he said, exact things happened to this Sheikh. Sheikh Muhammad Abdul Wahhab, rahimahullah ta'ala. كما حصل لهذا الشيخ نفسه لما حاول لهذا الشيخ نفسه لما حاول رحمه الله أن يرد الناس إلى القرآن وما دل عليه القرآن ويغير ما هم عليه من العادات والتقاليد الباطلة ثاروا في وجهه وبدعوه وفسقوه بل وكفروه واتهموه باتهامات. So the same thing happened to this Imam, Shaykh al-Islam, Muhammad ibn Abdul Wahhab, rahimahullah. Because in his time he was a lot of bid'ah, people upon shirk, wal'iyadu billah. And people were just following blindly many other people upon shirk, upon bid'ah, innovations. So when he stood up, and he wants to bring the people back to Quran, and so that the people give importance to the Quran and reflect and ponder upon the Quran, understand the Quran correctly and act upon it in their lives. When he wants to do this and therefore change their habits, and that was the bad habits they were upon,
and the falsehood that they have inherited from each others by imitating blindly their tribes and their forefathers, what they did instead to say Jazakallah khair, alhamdulillah that Allah sent you to us. This is a ni'mah from Allah that one amongst us is calling us to the haqq. Subhanallah, can you imagine if we died upon this? Instead to be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for sending this man Muhammad ibn Abdul Wahhab rahimahullah ta'ala to call them to the truth, to the path of the haqq, and take them out from darknesses to the light of Quran. Now, they did the opposite. They went against him. They call him all names. He's a mubtadi. He's bringing innovations. Fasaqu. They even say this man is bringing something that is not from this religion. This man is a heretic. Rather, some of them, they even say this man has disbelief. He's not even a believer. That which he's upon and tell us to be upon, that's kufr, disbelief. And they accuse him in many ways, وَلَيَعْدُ بِاللَّهِ. لكن في الحقيقة هذا لا يضر وليس بغريب. And the people of shirk, and even though they claim Islam, and they upon shirk وَلَيَعْدُ بِاللَّهِ, and the people of innovations, and the deviant groups of the Khawarij, إخوان المسلمين, name them. Their main enemy is this man, Muhammad Abdul Wahhab. Naam. Because he's calling to the Haqq, and he made clear the falsehood they are upon, and how they mislead in many Muslims. So he is one of their enemy, that's why they call him all names. And they lie against him. They fabricated lie against this man, so that to try their best to turn the people away from him and from his work. And yes, they were successful somehow as related to certain people. Because certain people, you tell them, Shaykh Muhammad Abdul Wahhab, say, A'udhu Billah, that kafir, that mubtadi', that wicked man who brought a new religion, where they bring that stuff? They never read his books. Just because of the mubtadi'ah, the innovators from Sufiya and the like, and Ikhwan al-Mublisin, and the Khawarij. See? Because they have to, they attack this man, so whenever people don't know this man, they hear his name, like, I'm not listening to him. He's telling it all by whom? No, I'm not teaching. I'm not listening. Okay? And they keep the people away from the Haqq wal-Iyadu Billah. But the Shaykh says, in reality, this doesn't hurt him. And doesn't wrong him. And doesn't, subhanAllah, he's not going to hurt the Shaykh. He's not going to harm him in the least. And this is something that is not something that is new. You think this is something new? He's the first one that have to go through this? No. فَإِنَّ الْأَنْبِيَاءَ قِيلَ فِيهِمْ مَا هُوَ أَشَدُّ مِنْ ذَلِكَ لَمَّا أَرَادُوا أَنْ يُغَيِّرُوا مَا عَلَيْهِ الْأُمَمِ مِنْ عِبَادَةِ غَيْرِ اللَّهِ. He says, actually the prophets of Allah, alayhim as-salatu wa-salam, when they began to call their people to the right path, and they try to change the people to that which is better for them, they go against them, and call them all names, fought against them, some of them were killed. فَكَيْفَ بِالدُّعَاتِ وَالْعُلَمَاءِ. If this happened, if the prophets of Allah has to endure this and go through this, what about a alim or a da'i? So it's okay. People, they say what they say, mashallah, labas. فَلَا غَرَابَ فِي هَذَا. It's not something to be astonished. Oh, they say something about him. Oh, come on, man, say something to Shaykh Rabi. They say something to Shaykh Ibn Baz. The Mubtadi'ah, وَالْإِخْوَان, أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ. When Shaykh Ibn Uthaymeen died, you know what they wrote on their website? إِلَى الْجَحِيمِ يَا Ibn Uthaymeen. Straight to the hellfire of Ibn Uthaymeen. That's what they said about Ibn Uthaymeen. Shaykh Ibn Baz, they say, that blind man, they call him names, al-iyadu billah. No, they say names about the ulama. Shaykh Rabi', they say, this man is crazy, this man, he's hateful, his heart, so, because
Doesn't matter what they say. They said things about the Prophet عليهم الصلاة والسلام. وهذا لا ينقص من أجر العالم والداعية بل هذا يزيد في حسناته عند الله سبحانه وتعالى. By them saying this about the da'i, the one who's calling to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they can say all they want about him. Now they have different term, mumayya, two faces. You know, they say, a da'i who called to Allah, they say he has two faces. Okay, subhanAllah. They say what they say. The Shaykh, he says, this does not decrease from the alim. The alim, the scholar, they say all they say about him, would not decrease from his reward with Allah. Rather, his reward will increase because they talk about him, it's hasanat for him on Yawm al-Qiyamah. It's not good for them if they only know. Likewise, the da'i, if there is a caller to Allah who is upon the haq, upon tawheed, and you find other people who they're calling him name, he's this, he's that, he works for the feds, he's that, I don't know. They come up with different accusations. Doesn't matter. It won't harm that person as long as that person is upon the haq. As for the people, they can say what they want. You don't have control over what the people say anyway. And if he wants to stop what you're doing, if the alim wants to stop what he's doing just to say, who said it? Then it doesn't matter. On Yawm al-Qiyamah, it will be better for him, the Shaykh, he says. قَالْ وَإِنَّمَا يَرْجِعُ بِالنَّقْصِ عَلَى مَنْ قَالَهُ مَنْ تَفَوَّهَ بِهِ وَكَتَبَهُ. Actually, it will hurt only those who said these things. Those they are the ones that are going to be hurt and harmed. Those who said it, write it down, and the like. فَإِنَّ هَذَا يَرْجُعُ عَلَيْهِ. They're the ones that are harmed, actually, when they talk about the ulama and talk about the du'at to Allah. They're the ones that actually harm in themselves. قَالْ أَمَّا الْعُلَمَاءَ الْمُخْلِصُونَ وَالدُّعَاتُ إِلَى اللَّهِ فَلَا يَضُرُّهُمْ مَا قِيلَ فِيهِمْ بَلْ يَزِيدُ فِي دَرَجَاتِهِمْ وَحَسَنَاتِهِمْ. It is as for the sincere scholars and the du'at, those who call to Allah, what is said about them does not harm them. Rather, it increases them in reward with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَلَهُمْ قُدْوَةٌ بِالْأَنْبِيَاءِ وَمَا قِيلَ فِي حَقِّهِمْ وَمَتُّهُمْ يُبِهِ. A'alim, he looks when the people talk about him, all false accusations. A da'i to Allah, when the people call him all names, people of innovation, all names, then he remembers the example of the prophets. He's like, listen, man, I'm not the first one. Prophets, they were not safe from people. And what they were falsely accused by. Wallahu ta'ala yaqulu li nabiyyihi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Allah said to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, مَا يُقَالُ لَكَ إِلَّا مَا قَدْ قِيلَ لِلرُّسُلِ مِنْ قَبْلِكَ إِنَّ رَبَّكَ لَذُو مَغْفِرَةٍ وَدُعَاقَابٍ أَلِيمٍ. Surah Fussilat, verse 43. It is said to you only what it was said to those prophets before you. Nothing new. What is said to those before you. But your Lord, He forgives, but also He possesses a severe punishment. Forgive those who repent and stop. But those who continue on this falsehood and these false accusations, Allah has prepared for them a severe punishment. In conclusion, فالشيخ رحمه الله في هذه الكلمات بيّن شيئا من هذا الأمر العجيب. Sheikh Saleh al-Fawzan, he said, the Sheikh, meaning Sheikh Muhammad Abdul Wahhab, رحمه الله تعالى, has made clear in these words something that is very amazing. عجيب. And the nasa yaqra'un al-Qur'an. What is that amazing thing? You find people, they read the book of Allah. They recite the Qur'an. وَيُكْثِرُونَ مِنْ قِرَاتِهِ. These are not just people they read or whatever. No, they read a lot, the Qur'an. وَيَخْتِمُونَهُ. They finish the whole Qur'an many times. وَيَحْفَظُونَهُ وَيُرْتِلُونَهُ. People, they memorize the whole book of Allah. With tajweed. وَيُرَكِّزُونَ اهْتِمَامَهُمْ بِأَلْفَاظِ الْقُرْآنِ وَتَجْوِيدِهِ وَأَحْكَامِ الْمَدِّ وَأَحْكَامِ الْإِدْغَامِ وَالْغُنَّ وَالْإِقْلَابِ وَالْإِظْهَارِ وَالْإِخْفَاءِ وَيَعْتَنُونَ بِهَذَا عِنَايَةً فَائِقَةً. قَالَ الشَّيْخُ وَهَذَا شَيْءٌ طَيِّبٌ. Said, yes, you find people, they recite the Quran a lot. They memorize it. They recite it in the best way. They know the tajweed, the ahkam of the mad.
The idgham, the ghunna, this is like terminologies and technique words in the tajweed. They know, they don't just read the Quran. Now they know how to read. They have the idgham. They know the ghunna, iqlab, izhar, ikhfa. Meaning these people, they study these rulings, regulations, the ahkam of reciting the Quran. The Shaykh has said, this is beautiful, no doubt. This is a very good thing to do. وَلَكِنَّ الْأَهَمْ وَالْمَقْصُودَ لَيْسَ هَذَا. He says, yes, this is good to memorize the book, to recite it correctly, to respect the rulings of tajweed and the like. This is very important, but this is not the main reason why the Quran was revealed. لكن المقصود تدبر المعاني والتفقه في كتاب الله عز وجل وعرض أعمالنا وأعمال الناس على كتاب الله هل هي موافقة لكتاب الله ومخالفة. Said, now it's beautiful, you learn the Arabic language, you correct your tongue speak the makharij al-huruf, that the letters you say them correctly, so you don't switch the kaf with the qaf. Like for example, certain people don't know Allah says us qul, qul, the qaf. Some people, they have difficulties and they don't make, if they don't make effort to learn the qaf, they continue to say qul, qul. And qul and qul in Arabic, they are two different verbs. Qul, say. Qul, eat. See how different? So if somebody says, say, qul huwa Allahu ahad, he's saying, eat, Allah is ahad. A'udhu billah, this is not Quran. And this is not an entertainment anyway. People making mistakes, many mistakes. Now you will find people, alhamdulillah, they don't fall into this. They study, alhamdulillah, the Arabic letters. They make sure, they make an effort that they say them correctly. The qaf, the dad, the sin, the tha, the kha. How many people still say Khadija? There's no such thing Khadija, Khadija. How many people still say Ali, brother Ali? There is no Ali. It is Ali, Ayn, A, not A. Ali, not Ali. Because those people, instead to say Alayhim, they say Alayhim. Well, you know, Alayhim. It is Alayhim. And there is many. Ad-Dalin, the Dad. They say Dalin. And there's two different words. Change exactly the meaning. The Shaykh said, this is beautiful that the people, they learn how to say the words correctly. Tajweed, the med. Amanu. There's the med. How long they go. And everything. How they use the noon, the sukoon, and all of this. This is beautiful, no doubt. But this is not the main reason why the Quran was revealed. The main reason is that you understand the meanings of the Quran. And you have the correct understanding, the fiqh of the Book of Allah. And then you will take your actions and your statements and the actions of other statements to the Book of Allah. Those, the actions of the people and their statements and what they are upon, do they agree with the Book of Allah or go against the Book of Allah? That's why the Quran was revealed. قَلْ هَذَا هُوَ الْمَطْلُوبُ أن نصحح أوضاعنا وأن ننبه على أخطاء الناس لا بقصد التشهير وقصد النيل من الناس بل بقصد الإصلاح والنصيحة. He said, this is the main purpose and this is the proper way and the etiquette we should have with the Quran, that while we're reading the Quran, while we're memorizing, we learn and we have the correct understanding of those ayats and we correct ourselves. Allah commanding us with truthfulness. I was lying. I shouldn't do that. That's it. Allah commanding us with things. We weren't doing it. We say, wait a minute. Allah commanding us. Allah, I'm not going to do that again. Inshallah, may Allah help me. I'm not going to go there. I'm not going to backbite. SubhanAllah, these ayat in Surah Al-Hujurat, they clear. I'm not going to get involved. I'm not going to do it. And I'm not going to help nobody. I'm not going to send any text. And I'm not going to forward any text. Until I make sure what it is. And if it is correct, I want to see the maslaha. Is this really good for me to send it or not? Many things, ikhwan, if you pay attention to the Quran. He says, we correct ourselves. And we draw the people to their mistakes so that they can, inshaAllah ta'ala, to benefit from the Quran and correct their mistakes.
said, and the Shaykh said, and we do all of this because we want good for the people. We don't do it in a way to expose those who make mistakes. No. We do it because we will love good for them. قصد الإصلاح والنصيحة to rectify the affairs of the people, and by giving them nasiha. And by this we come to the end of this class number one. We will continue tomorrow, after tomorrow, inshaAllah ta'ala, until we finish this book. And tomorrow, inshaAllah, same time, after Bayn al-Maghrib wal-Isha, we're going to begin reading to you the explanation of Al-Aslu al-Awwal, the first of these six foundation, as this was only the muqaddimah, the introduction. وصلى الله وسلم على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا.